this was because his kid, his four-year-old, wanted a bag of chips.
Cute.
So he took the time to go get the bag of chips and scan his tickets. And he says, listen, those tickets have been there for months. In fact, the winning ticket, he bought over 4 months ago.
And they can expire,
they
right?
can expire. They, usually inside of a year, like 1 year, they're gone. He's like, I don't know how long it would have been for me before I would have check those tickets.
Yeah.
So
I'm sure most people just let those die in their console, right?
I'm sure they do, or they're somewhere, like, they're tickets floating all the time. You hear that story all the time. Oh, well, no ticket claim yet. I wonder where it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we know that there's a winning ticket. We just don't know where it is and who has it. And for Darren this time, thankfully, his four-year-old was like, Dad, I want some chips. Not a four-year-old.
Some Peter Jackson until you're at it.
It's a 27-year-old kid in a car seat in the back. It wasn't the case. But it was very, very cute that his four-year-old, by the way, did that for his dad. And $1.85 million later, the family just beside themselves.
Think of all the chips you can buy now.
Thanks, Dad. Okay. Can't wait till you move out. Wow. If you have some good stuff, let's celebrate it. You can contact us through our website.
New Country 93.5 is Morgan Wallen.
You say I'll never change. I'm just to go around town with some gasoline. Just trying to bomb a flame. Gonna burn the whole place down. How do you explain ever falling in love with a guy like me in the first place? And turn around, say that I'm the worst thing. I guess I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong if I'm so awful. Then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself, and it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. We try to go our separate ways, and we're back and forth like a swinging door, and tomorrow's like yesterday. Some days better than the night before, and you're back with me again. Then you go and tell your friends that I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong if I'm so awful. Then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself, and it got me thinking. If I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. If I'm such a waste of breath, such a waste of time, then why are you on your way to waste another Friday night? If I'm the problem, and your mess never do no wrong if I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself, and it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason.
Casey Clark Show.
All night long.
New Country 93.5.
Born and raised on a back row. Speaker box and a cane pole. Saturday we were rebels, but we were angels in church. Beat up boots on a front porch. Rusty roots in the back 40. Nothing's ever meant more to me than that dirt. Never give it up. Never turn it down. Same back then as it is right now. No matter where I'm at, man, I know I got that old club.
baby are. Counting blessings, counting stars. Memories in a mason jar that won't let me go. Like an old guitar and a brand new song. Just cause you leave don't mean you're gone. No matter where I'm at, man, I know
I got that old country soul. That boondock swag in my stroll. Rock it wherever I roll. I got that old country. I got that old country soul. I wouldn't trade it for gold. Someday rock it on my stove. I got that old country soul. It's who I'll always be. It's every part of me. It's in my bones, my comfort zone. That gravel road, that front porch ride that takes me home.
New Country, 93.5. Where you from? Hey, where you from? Interesting thread on Reddit is asking, what trait do you have that automatically pegs you from where you grew up or where you're from? And minus the accent for a second, because that's too easy.
It's pretty easy, yeah. But depending on where you're from, you might call things different than if you're from the other side of the country.
Right.
We all have our own little like regional diction that we use.
Where you from? Coming up.
Take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. I hope you don't think it's a little bit crazy saying this all so soon. But baby, it's the right time. Knew it from the first time that I laid eyes on you. It's okay, let them say what they want. They might think I should wait, but I don't. I don't wanna waste a minute. Girl, I want you in every single part of my world. So take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. I know I'm the last guy anybody think might ever be talking like this, yeah. But I can see my future in your eyes tonight and taste forever on your lips. I'm like, hold up a minute, don't go. Ain't no way I can take this slow. So go ahead and tell me I'm out of my mind. Oh baby, just tell me yes. And take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. Take my days, baby, take my nights. Go and take the rest of my life. Time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. Take my days, baby, take my nights. Go and take the rest of my life. Oh, cause I don't wanna wait no more. Take my name and make it yours. Make it yours. Oh, cause I don't wanna wait no more. Take my name and make it yours.
Hey, it's Brett Kissel, proud to be Canadian and proud to play country music for you.
New Country 93.5.
swimming in a rocks glass, feeling right. She walks in and gets her heartbeat skipping, thinking how you gonna break the ice. She brushes against her shoulder, it's revving up your motor. Yeah, she's so damn pretty, you're just trying to keep it steady, buddy. Let me give you my advice. If a drink runs dry, don't waste time. Get the bartender, pour another one. If she says let's dance, tip that band, drop a 20, get him playing another one. If your heart's on fire like the sun, cause you think that girl could be the one. Take her hand, take that chance, cause you might not get another one. Catching momentum, shooting smiles in a corner booth. You know you wanna do it, but damn, she beat you to it when she leans in and kisses you. You're caught up in the moment, you know where this is going. So if a drink runs dry, don't waste time. Get the bartender, pour another one. If she says let's dance, tip that. She's with you, but she don't want another one. You got forever on your mind, and if you play your cards right, this perfect night might lead to another one, yeah.
Toronto's New Country, 93.5. We are talking about the traits that you might possess that basically inform the rest of the world where you're from, or at least where you grew up. Could be an accent, could be the way you say things or describe certain things.
Mm-hmm, exactly. I always say hey instead of what, you know, most Canadians say is a, and I think it's a Northern Alberta thing.
I think
hey?
You're right.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, hey. Am I right? Hey?
It's annoying, and I'm sorry that I do it, but I've always done it, always.
Really?
And all my friends do, from my area.
What are the things you think you do? I mean, it could be the way you even dress and describe things.
Because of where I'm from?
Yeah.
I don't know if there's anything that super pegs me for being exactly where I'm from.
Do you call it a skidoo suit or do you call it a snowsuit?
I think a snowsuit.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
When I grew up, it was called a skidoo suit.
Oh.
Yet, I later found out that a skidoo suit, skidoo is a brand name.
Yeah, exactly.
I had no idea until I was probably in my 20s.
Oh.
I thought everything was a skidoo suit.
That's cute.
Yeah, like Kleenex, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly. The name brand.
Not a facial tissue.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of that, I could be wrong on this one, but I know Saskatchewan people call chocolate milk Vico, And I think it's because Vico used to be a name brand of chocolate milk, and then it just sort of stuck. I could be wrong, but I do know
Vico.
That a lot of people call chocolate milk Vico in Saskatchewan.
That's weird.
Isn't it? Even though I did, so my mom was born and raised in Saskatchewan, and I asked her that one time, because I've lived in Saskatchewan, I did my time, and she was like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
So it's maybe just in certain little pockets of Saskatchewan.
Vico. Sounds like medicine.
I know. It sounds so unappetizing, but it's chocolate milk. It's delicious.
Or it sounds like somewhere you get your oil changed.
Yes.
Oh, I got to go down to Vico. Yeah, I'm 5K into it. I got to get, I'm well overdue.
Yes.
Do you got to call for an appointment? No, Vico, you can just roll in.
They know me there.
Yeah.
I love Vico.
You just roll in there. Wow. Okay, so Misty, the things that, I guess it's accents. That's the easiest one out there that really kind of label where you're from. But it was you and your sister-in-law or something, and her accent. What was the story again?
Well, my sister-in-law moved down to the UK to be with her husband, and she lived there for like 3 or 4 years, and we just met back up with her, and she's talking to me, and I'm like, you picked up a bit of an accent.
Oh, yeah.
I'm an adult. She went down there as like a almost 30-year-old adult, and she came back with an accent, and her kids both have they both have a bit of an accent. Like, they were born down there, but they're 6 and 8. But she's got like a strong accent. And I'm like, you just lived down there for like 3 years.
I know.
Some people are more susceptible to it, I think.
You spend any time in the South, you spend any time in Nashville, and you'll come back and you'll have a bit of a drawl.
Oh, we see it with Canadian country artists all the time.
Yeah.
I want to go live in Australia because that's my favorite accent.
Oh, it is a good one.
I want to hear. I could just sit down there and listen to someone talk forever. Yeah.
I love it. Misty, you're the best.
Oh, I can tell that you're mad. And I ain't half surprised about that since the day that we met. It's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turn into yelling and fighting. And once it's in your mind, only one way you're driving. I know. I'ma take the high road, maybe get gone. Have a little too much of something terrible. And I'ma let you cool down while I walk out. You ain't messing me up like the times before. I don't need a ticket to your knock yourself out and hit a new low. I'ma take the high road. Call me whatever you wish. For being honest, yeah, that's what I get. Forget it, I quit. You keep on losing your head about some girl I ain't with. And rumors always turn into yelling and fighting. And once it's in your mind, only driving, I know, and I'ma take the high road, baby, get gone, have a little too much of something terrible, and I'ma let you cool down while I walk out, you ain't messing me up like the time before, I don't need a ticket to your free show, and I can still
New Country 93.5 interrupting Cash Cow? Dare we say she's making herself at home around here. This contest is so simple, a cow could play it. Sorry. Tough crowd. Every time the Interrupted Cash Cow crashes into the music, call 416-872-2935 and you could win $500. Head to newcountry935.com for a sneak peek where she'll charge next. The New Country 93.5 Interrupting Cash Cow. New Country 93.5.
Easter is almost upon us. Hop over to your local Metro to take advantage of a host of fresh savings to celebrate the season. Like Red Grill Prime Rib Roast, perfect for hosting and roasting. Only $8.99 per pound. Or raspberries, just $2.88 each. Celebrate a great Easter with these great offers. Only until April 16th. Don't forget, you'll earn WAP points on every eligible purchase, whether you shop in-store or online at metro.ca. Metro, your go-to grocer for savings and quality.
Ooh, hello, scary monster from my nightmares. Why aren't I scared of you? Because I'm dreaming this nightmare in my new Vågstranda mattress from IKEA. I'm too comfortable and cozy to be scared. Oh no, scary monster, please don't cry. Look, I'm scared. Ah!
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
Ooh, nice. Air Canada has a worldwide sale.
Wow, look at this deal to the Philippines.
Nice, let's book it.
But wait, Naples is also a steal. Saving seafood and sun?
You want sun? There's a hot deal to Mexico.
And even hotter to Yellowknife.
Nice, but I thought you wanted tropical hot. You're all over the map.
Well, yeah, we've got over 180 destinations to choose from.
Saving on every single destination. Nice. Hurry, book at aircanada.com or contact your travel agent. Conditions apply. Air Canada, nice travels.
From the hottest country artists to country's fastest rising stars, it's time to kick up your summer at Canada's largest music and camping festival, Booth and Hearts 2025.
August 7th to the 10th at Burrells Creek.
We'll have a...
Featuring Sam Hunt, Hardy, Bailey Zimmerman, Daughtry,
and tons more.
Single-day tickets, full weekend passes, and tent and RV camping passes now on sale. Boots and Hearts 2025.
August 7th to the 10th at Burrells Creek.
For tickets and full lineup, visit bootsandhearts.com.
Walking on a Cloud presents Step into Spring, featuring Lori Vella.
At Walking on a Cloud, we're embracing this season's freshest footwear trends where nostalgia meets innovation and practicality. Retro sneakers? Sleek, simple, and effortlessly cool. Loafers, versatile in fun colors, glossy patterns, or bold metal details. Toe thong sandals, perfect for poolside lounging or a stylish day out. And wedges, they're back, more comfortable, chic, and ready to elevate every step you take. You need them? We have them at Walking on a Cloud.
Working with your hands is demanding. You demand gear that works as hard as you do. Now get it. Only at Work and Wear. Offering the best in workwear since 1975. From CoolWorks ventilated work pants to keep you cool, to mesh and survey vests to keep you safe, including harnesses from $49.95 and top name safety footwear by Timberland, Keen, Kodiak, Terra, and Blundstone, just to name a few. Only at Work and Wear in Markham, Scarborough, and Whitby, or workandwear.ca.
Where you learn matters. At Blythe Academy, the average class size of 12 means every student has a seat at the front of the class. From grades 4 to 12, the small class sizes allow dedicated teachers to nurture each student's talents and goals. Join an upcoming campus event where you and your child can meet the principal, interact with students, and experience what it means to be a Blythe Academy student. 6 convenient campuses in the GTA. RSVP now at blytheacademy.ca.
Do you have a big piece of junk you wish would disappear?
Would you happily pay to make it go away?
How does $89 sound?
Did you just promise that we would haul away any first item for just $89?
Yes. Wasn't that the plan?
Well, it is now.
We make junk disappear.
All you have to do is point.
Let the party begin.
1-800-GOT-JUNK will haul away the first thing you point out. Anything two strong people can carry.
For just $89.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Welcome to the rack if you come from away.
Come From Away is the global sensation the Toronto Star calls joyous, uplifting, and life-affirming. And now it's been extended one final time and must leave Toronto on May 4th. Experience the homegrown hit that will restore your faith in humanity and make you proud to be a Canadian. See Come From Away one last time. Final performance May 4th. Book at Mervish.com.
Four-legged mammal attractor, surprise snow detector, plus a...
Oh, and we're out of time. Subaru is the multi-tool that masters every unpredictable weather condition. Visit your local Subaru dealer for great lease and finance options.
Slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a blue stick, showing her how to shoot a combo. And he don't know. From a white trash version of Shania karaoke. Right now, she's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's a thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now, he's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom cologne. Oh, and he don't know. And I dug my key into the side of his pretty little souped up four-wheel drive.
New Country 93.5. Isn't it funny the way we call things differently? Like, I call a coyote a coyote.
That's so weird.
I know. And I call a creek a crick. But listen, I'm trying to change my ways.
Good. I appreciate that.
Because I know it sounds, I don't know what it sounds to tell you the truth, but it's just like, it's something I've been doing forever.
It's so funny.
Really? You don't?
And no one's corrected you?
Everybody corrects
me.
Oh,
they do? You just continue to do
I'm
that?
Like, is that creek over there? Creek. I'm sorry. I know it's the little things.
Yeah.
That then when I say they're going, oh, I know where you're from. You're from Edmonton.
Great.
So dumb. Where are you from coming up?
I only talk to God when I need a favor. And I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I? Who the hell am I to expect a savior? Oh. If I only talk to God when I need a favor, God, I need a favor. I know amazing grace, but I ain't been living them words. Swear I spend more Sundays drunk off my ass than I have in church. Hardcover.
calling up prayers like Hail Marys if you're still there. Lord, spare me. Oh, my God, Hail Mary. Hanging in there, just barely throwing up prayers like Hail Marys if you're still there. Lord, spare me.
At the end of the day, all you need is more music. And the Casey Clark Show has entered the chat.
New Country
93.5.
We were one drag off a cigarette. Now we didn't smoke, but we wanted to be cool. We were small town kids, all vintage, just a couple hallway famous fools. We were way overconfident. We were in love and loving it. We were radio junkies, throwback country, suckers for the old school. I'm thinking about those days, these days. I'm thinking about the 98 Chevrolet. Big IDs, low-key in dark cars. The back streets, backseats, and parked cars. I'm thinking about breakfast and midnight, those matching taxes and goodbyes. Do you think about those days, these days, baby, like I do? Every time you smell sunscreen, baby, do you see me dancing on a Bama beach? Do you smile at the thought of it? Do you ever just reminisce? Do you see an old photo? Wish it was more than just another TBT. I'm thinking about those days, these days. I'm thinking about a 98 Chevrolet. Big IDs, low-key in dark cars. The backstreets, backseats, and parked cars. I'm thinking about
It's New Country, 93.5. Where are you from, eh? We're talking about the traits that you have that basically right out of the gate indicate where you're from.
Ooh, real quick, when I was in Mexico a few weeks ago, we met this couple from North Carolina, and they didn't know we were Canadian, and that hurt my heart a little bit.
Where did they think you were from?
They just thought we were from somewhere in the States. Maybe some like Delaware, you know, kind of a nondescript area of the States.
A beige state.
Yeah. Iowa. I don't know.
Pennsylvania, perhaps?
Yes. But yeah, I was a little bit hurt. I do think a lot of Canadians in general don't have a super thick accent unless you're from the East Coast. Or like me from Northern Alberta, I throw in hey instead of a.
That's true, but you're well spoken, right?
Thank you.
Where I am not.
No. No, so, you are not.
And I slide into a lot of slangs.
Yes, you do.
And I try to take shortcuts when I can.
Yeah, you're just so lazy.
I am super
lazy.
That's
where your speech comes from. It's built out of laziness.
Is that a coyote I saw? It's a coyote. But here's the thing. For me to say coyote, why don't I just call it a coyote?
Yeah.
It's so quick. So much quicker.
So what do you do with all that time you save, though?
Oh, you know, I'm thinking of big idea plans.
I'm sure you are.
Right. But I think that's where it is. I'm super lazy when it comes to speech.
I think that makes so much sense, honestly.
Yeah. Clear across. Instead of saying, I would like to go right over there. Mm-hmm. I'm just going clear across. Like, what are you talking about?
You just mumble it.
Yeah.
Clear across a creek.
Yeah. Clear across a creek.
Creek.
See the creek over there? Bet you I can get clear across. I'm like, what? What did he just... Does anybody know what he just said?
And what's your other thing? You're going to shoot the gap?
Shoot the gap.
Yeah.
Oh, I say that all the time.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, I'm going to shoot the gap. What?
Shoot the gap and get clear across the creek.
Is this a dance? Are we dancing?
Like, what are we doing?
I know. What are we doing? I don't know. I can't understand this guy. And that's just my family. They call me, this guy, eh? Yeah. Who's this guy who showed up?
He's here again.
Oh my gosh.
I thought we changed the locks.
Oh, so these are the things we're asking you. And again, you can slide into accents. That's the number one thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But there are other things, like the way we describe certain things, everyday things. Mm-hmm. Vicon?
Vico.
Vico?
Chocolate milk, yeah.
In Saskatchewan. It's called Vico.
Mm-hmm. Because it was a name brand years ago.
Right. Instead of just chocolate milk. You know what? I don't mind that. It's
you get
shorter.
It because it's easier.
It's a lot shorter than saying chocolate milk.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's not dumb at all.
No.
I kind of like that. Sydney, certain things that are named differently in different parts, right?
In Saskatchewan, they call hoodies bunny hugs.
That's right.
Yeah.
Do you know about the Vico thing? Does your mom call chocolate milk Vico?
I've never heard of the Vico thing. I'm sorry.
That's okay. My mom didn't know about it either. I maybe it's just certain pockets.
Maybe it probably is.
Maybe the big cities of Saskatchewan.
When you got called the Vico. The Vico delivered right to the house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
From a stranger in a bar, the last time that you're dancing in unfamiliar arms. Yeah, this could be your last first kiss if we do this thing right. Your last time alone beneath neon lights. It could be your last night coming in here drinking all by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we could be some history in the making, girl. First name that's ever been worth asking. Yeah, you could be the last phone number I write down on a napkin. Yeah, you could be the last girl that I take back home to mama. The last time that we're talked about in this small town drama. It's gonna be the last night coming in here drinking all by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we could be some history in the making, girl. Last.
you know that turning up New Country real loud fixes almost all your car troubles?
For real?
Yeah. It's true. That ting, 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 ting. Gone.
New Country.
New Country. 93.5.
She don't. Can I get a, can I get a refill? Any cloud in the sky ain't worrying my mind. Looks like we're in the clear, clear, clear. Just living the life, cooler in the sunshine. Watching that ice disappear, fear, fear. Ain't doing nothing too crazy. Just get along, you're lazy. It's the party of the year, sitting right here. Somebody never hashtag winning and the drinks just hit me. I'm feeling tipsy. The next morning gonna get it safe. Got a lime in the bottom of this bottle. Can I get a, can I get a refill? In a cloud in the sky ain't a worry on my mind. Looks like we're in a clear, clear, clear. Just living the life, cooler in the sunshine. Watching that ice disappear, fear, fear. Ain't doing nothing too crazy. Sunshine, somebody hand me a beer, beer, beer. In a cloud in the sky, ain't worrying my mind. Looks like we're in the clear, clear, clear. Just living the life, cooler in the sunshine. Watching that ice disappear, fear, fear. Ain't doing nothing too crazy. Just get along, you're lazy. It's the party of the year, sitting right here. Somebody hand me a beer, beer, beer.
Thanks for spending your day with Toronto's New Country, 93.5.
Ooh, nice. Air Canada has a worldwide sale.
Wow, look at this deal to the Philippines.
Nice, let's book it.
But wait, Naples is also a steal. Savings, seafood, and sun?
You want sun? There's a hot deal to Mexico.
And even hotter to Yellowknife.
Nice, but I thought you wanted tropical hot. You're all over the map.
Well, yeah, we've got over 180 destinations to choose from.
Saving on every single destination. Nice. Hurry, book at aircanada.com or contact your travel agent. Conditions apply. Air Canada, nice travels.
The federal election is on Monday, April 28th. You can vote early. Advance polls will be open April 18th to 21st. If you prefer, you can vote at any Elections Canada office until Tuesday, April 22nd, 6 p.m., or you can apply to vote by mail. Check your voter information card or visit elections.ca for all the ways you can vote.
For the official information you need to vote, visit elections.ca or call 1-800-463-6868. It's our vote.
The GTA needs more homes. Amid economic and tariff uncertainty, building homes builds our economy and industries while protecting jobs. But building homes takes too long and costs too much. Governments must take action now to eliminate the HST on new homes and reduce development charges. This will make homes more affordable and provide much-needed housing in the GTA. Building homes builds Canada's economy and protects Canadian jobs. Learn more at buildgta.ca/homesforcanada.
Easter is almost upon us. Hop over to your local Metro to take advantage of a host of fresh savings to celebrate the season. Like Red Grill Prime Rib Roast, perfect for hosting and roasting. Only $8.99 per pound. Or raspberries, just $2.88 each. Celebrate a great Easter with these great offers. Only until April 16th. Don't forget, you'll earn moi points on every eligible purchase, whether you shop in-store or online at metro.ca. Metro, your go-to grocer for savings and quality.
Hey, it's Paul. Springtime is Jiffy time at my house. My yard is a mess. The barbecue needs some serious attention. And my windows, well, let's not talk about those. So I hopped on the Jiffy app and booked all three Jiffy jobs in seconds. Just a couple minutes later, I've got Jesse, Corey, and John coming right when I need them. Trust me, Jiffy is a no-brainer for your spring to-do list. Download the Jiffy app or sign up at JiffyOnDemand.com with the code NEWCOUNTRY for $25 off your first job. Jiffy, Canada's number one home maintenance app.
HBO's biggest series is back, and it's only on Crave.
If you just keep going, you find something new to fight for.
The Last of Us, starring Pedro Pascal and Bella Ramsey.
There's no halfway with this.
Don't miss the Emmy-winning HBO original critics call breathtaking and masterfully tense.
What did you do?
I saved her.
The Last of Us. Stream now, only on Crave. Subscribe now at crave.ca.
You're listening to New Country 93.5, CFXJ-FM.
Yeah!
A Stingray radio station.
You like country? You're in the right place.
SportChek's big brand sale is on now. Take 20 to 40% off the top brands in sport, including Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Cobra Golf, Wilson, and more. Sale ends April 23rd. See in store or sportcheck.ca for more details. Some exclusions may apply.
Accelerate into spring with Oakville Infinity. Lease the 2025 QX60 Lux for just $359 semi-monthly with $2,495 down at 0% for 36 months. Or choose the QX50 or QX55, both available from 1.99 lease rates. For a limited time, enjoy a $1,500 loyalty bonus. Luxury, performance, exclusivity. It's waiting for you at Oakville Infinity, 2316 South Service Road West, and OakvilleInfinity.com, where luxury meets sophistication.
Who's better than Parks Furniture? Nobody! Parks Furniture has Ashley Sopas from $399. Who's better than Parks Furniture? Nobody! To find the one near you, check us out at ParksFurniture.com. Parks Furniture, where smart people shop for furniture since 1943. It's worth the drive to Parks.
You got a lot of nerve, don't you, baby?
Toronto's new country, 93.5.
If I was your drink, I'd get you buzzing and remembering things. Thinking about us, and girl, if I was your radio, I'd play our song every hour on the hour all night long. If I was your church, I would preach on forgiveness. If I was your phone, I'd call me out the blue. If I was your town, I'd be nothing but red lights, turning them tails into headlights. But girl, if I were you, I'd pedal down that Mustang and I'd never look back. Pour gasoline on everything and strike that match. Get a cover-up tattoo, put me in that rear. If I could go back, I swear to God I'd do it different than that. Turns out your mama was right, yeah, you can do better, and it's gonna haunt me forever. But girl, if I were you, I'd pedal down that Mustang and I'd never look back. Pour gasoline on everything and strike that match. Get a cover-up tattoo, put me in that review.
Toronto's new country, 93.5. Sasha's Info Dump. For Big White Ski Resort, Kelowna, BC, it's Canada's favorite family resort. You'll find mountain accommodations, discounted lift tickets, and when you book six nights, you get the seventh for free. More details at bigwhite.com.
Sasha's Info Dump.
It's kind of childish, but hey, if it works, it works. Especially when it comes to getting better sleep and being less stressed out at night. I think a lot of us would try anything. Mm-hmm. So I have a helpful tip for you coming up. We all know we got to drink more water,
yes,
right? Like eight glasses a day. About a third of us don't drink water until after 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, wow.
So that's not leaving yourself a lot of time to get
right.
your 8 glasses of water in. It's likely that instead of water in the earlier parts of the day, we're drinking coffee, mm-hmm. tea, mm-hmm. things with caffeine, right? Interestingly enough, it seems to be a problem with the older generations, because younger kids coming up, they're actually way better about drinking water now. They're getting their water in right at the beginning of the day and continuing to drink it all throughout the day.
I would have to say so. Out of the two of our daughters, one's really good. The other, we got to push a little bit.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, that's not bad. It's 50-50, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, and I think water has become cool in a way.
Yeah,
like, just
so.
With the surgence of Stanley's and Yeti mugs, like every kid wants to carry around a water bottle
or a
hydro flask with them, which is obviously it's working because we all know to get our water in for sure. If you're stressed out, especially to the point that you have trouble sleeping, a bunch of experts are saying that adults should be sleeping with stuffed animals. That is the key to getting a better sleep. We tend to think that it's just something for kids, obviously, but grown-ups absolutely can benefit from it for the exact same reason. You're hugging something.
Yeah.
It's comforting. There's also something to be said about the nostalgic nature, right? A lot of people feel that nostalgia is comforting, reminding yourself of better days, right? So if you tend to lie in bed feeling stressed at night, grab a teddy bear or like a stuffed bunny. What was yours? Kitty Witty.
Kitty Witty.
Yeah. And one expert says it's a lot better than relying on sleeping pills or a glass of wine before bed.
Oh, Kitty Witty.
Kitty Witty.
I don't know if I could replace Kitty Witty, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, because your mom sold it.
She chucked it. There's no selling involved. That would take time and effort. She probably just said this thing was like, this thing is disgusting. It's gone. And when I came home one day, I'm like, hey, anybody see where Kitty Witty went? Yeah, I threw it out.
How old are you?
Oh, you know what? I think I was in grade 3 or 4.
Oh, okay.
And I haven't forgot that. Like, it is scorched into my brain.
Yes, yeah. Everyone had that one stuffed animal or that baby blankie that they will remember for the rest of their lives. By the way, if you still have it, maybe grab it and try sleeping with it because it could help you get a more restful sleep.
And if you have something remotely close to a Kitty Witty, you know, send me a picture.
Aww.
Maybe I could. I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know. It's too soon.
Too soon. Yeah. That's your info.
Caught herself a somewhere wind. I haven't heard her word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin, 'cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know. That's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon, she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California, something's telling me. She's somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Yeah, that one king song knows best. She's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon, she's probably in Texas. Sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon, she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas.
Hey Canada, it's Jordan Davis, and when I'm in your country, I find my country on New Country.
That beer ain't getting any colder. I don't know who is waiting for. You keep checking over your shoulder, like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying nothing.
judging by the way you just smile. I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but he's the upside. I can give you move on somewhere and go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus. But he don't know what he's missing, girl, listen. I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my way. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. Tell no, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my way. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
New Country, 93.5. Let's get into
another edition of this. What would you say if you were here? How would you handle this?
Okay, so how would you handle this socially awkward situation?
Melissa's dad is spending a ton of time with Melissa's son. So, you know, quality granddad, grandson time, which is great. Melissa's super happy about it, but it's what... the grandfather is kind of exposing the son to that Melissa's a bit worried about.
So how would you handle that coming up?
Well, I was only scared of the devil and her dad. So we parked somewhere we knew they'd never look. No, I never seen nothing like her playing with the flame of her mama's lighter. No, it wasn't very long before I was hooked. Spot in that first church parking lot, or hanging on to me like a cross on a refuse dust. Her eyes were blue, the words were red on that half pack of cigarettes. It's 17, that's what hallelujah was. Life wasn't heavy in the back of that Chevy, me, her, and the Holy Ghost. Something about us, hell of a rush, falling in love, lighting up, damn holy smoke. We come running back, and we pick up where we left off the night before. She said, I pissed off, would your mama be if we walked in there and you married me? Even if we never made it through them mobile doors. Heaven was a preacher's spot in that first church parking lot. Forgives, but I can't forget when. Heaven was a preacher's spot in that first church parking lot. Her hanging on to me like a cross on a refuse dump. Her eyes were blue, the words were red on that half-pack of cigarettes. It's 17, that's what hallelujah was. Life wasn't heavy in the back of that Chevy, me, her, and the Holy Ghost. Something that us, hell of a rush, falling.
Tell your smart speaker to play New Country 93.5 Toronto. You can thank us later.
8 a.m. on a downtown train. I would have walked up and asked your name. Midnight in a crowded room. I would have had to come talk to you. Anywhere, I don't care. Forever's gotta start somewhere. Dance floor of a dive bar. You would have walked by and stole my heart. Summer night at a county fair. I would have stopped in my tracks instead. Not have known right then and there. Forever's gotta start somewhere. This could be the first night of the rest of our lives. We started something right here. You'll call me crazy, but I think we'll make it. Forever's gotta start somewhere. Forever's gotta start somewhere.
Girl, I know what you must think. Another guy trying to buy your drink at 2-for-1 on a Tuesday. How can a good thing start this way? Well, it could end up anywhere. Forever's gotta start somewhere.
This could be the first night of the rest of